Budweiser's weekday sports beat continues on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader, along with Eric Hansen of the South Bend Tribune and IndyInsider.com, Sean Stiers, and joined right now by recruiting man extraordinaire Carter Carls of the South Bend Tribune and IndyInsider.com. How are you doing on this Thursday, Carter?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for being here, as always. I guess let's start with this. The contact period began today as far as the recruiting calendar goes. So what does that mean as far as Notre Dame football recruiting?
Yeah, so they just finished up the dead period on the recruiting calendar, which kind of prohibits coaches from really doing anything off campus related as far as recruiting goes. So now they're able to visit schools, go to basketball games, watch kids work out, all off campus. And so starting today, you're seeing assistant coaches Brian Kelly go to schools across the nation to, you know, try to rev up interest and get these kids to visit Notre Dame. So that will be kind of the next couple of weeks. And on February 1st, they're going to have a junior day. They've already got a handful of guys lined up that they're going to have visit then. And Cameron Martinez, kind of the guy to watch. In the 2020 class, he told me that Brian Polian, special teams coordinator at Notre Dame, is planning on going to his basketball game tonight. Run game coordinator Lance Taylor, he's in North Carolina today visiting a four-star running back, Will Shipley, out of the 2021 class. So a lot of action in day one of the contact period, and that should be an eventful couple weeks.
Okay, Carter, you mentioned Cameron Martinez. And I know that he is pretty good on both sides of the ball. If he comes to Notre Dame, where do you think they'll try him out first? And what do you think Notre Dame's chances are of actually landing him?
I think they first try him out on defense. Safety is kind of the position that has been talked about the most. But with him, what he told me is Notre Dame's letting him decide. So if offense is what he wants to do, he can do that. Now, we'll see how that shakes out exactly. I'm sure maybe that will be his initial choice, but then maybe later on that might be a decision that's really up to Brian Kelly. But Cameron Martinez, when he was given the choice at Ohio State to choose his position, he was picked to he chose safety. So it probably varies school to school for him. A lot of, I would say the majority of schools liked him at wide receiver. But he liked safety at Ohio State. A lot of that had to do with the relationship he had with Jeff Hafley, the co-defensive coordinator there that left for the head coaching job, Boston College. And his departure is really the reason why he did not sign with Ohio State in the early signing period. And is kind of holding off on that. He's still committed to the Buckeyes, but he kind of wants to see who they're going to hire to replace Jeff Hafley. And, you know, to me, it would seem like Ohio State would really need to mess up that hire for that to not work. But with Notre Dame, I don't know about how great their chances are just because they kind of got on him late. I mean, they offered him last May a scholarship, and they had some initial interest, but they're kind of late on the scene and didn't really gain much traction initially. I mean, Cameron Martinez went on an official visit the next month to Ohio State, took three official visits. None of them were to Notre Dame, and then he eventually picked Ohio State. He hasn't visited Notre Dame since November of 2018. So, It's hard for me to believe that this two or three week stretch they'll be able to do it, but I don't know. We'll see. So anything can happen. I think the key really is getting him on campus February 1st. I see no way they land him if they don't get him on campus February 1st, and so that's the main goal, and that's what Brian Pullen will try to do when he's at his game tonight, is convince him to go on campus February 1st.
Carter Carls from the South Bend Tribune and IndyInsider.com. You can recruit all his You can read all his recruiting updates there. Carter, who's maybe another, any other big names that, that Notre Dame plans to visit out on the recruiting trail this week?
Yeah, I kind of want to talk about Will Shipley a little bit, just because I've alluded to this before, but Lance Taylor's really stood out to me this past year that he's been at Notre Dame as a recruiter. He played a pretty big hand in getting Chris Tyree out of the 2020 class, but he's already swinging big and doing a really good job in the 2021 class. When you talk about guys like Will Shipley, Donovan Edwards, Kamar Wheaton, he's going after top 50 overall players this class at the running back position, and he seems to be doing really well with those kids that I've been talking to. Will Shipley's been on campus already a couple times, and I could see him visiting again this spring. Wouldn't be a big surprise to me if Will Shipley ended up at Notre Dame, and that's a running back that is arguably just as good, if not better, than Chris Tyree. So gets a lot of Christian McCaffrey comparisons. He's out of North Carolina. I don't know. I think if he were able to get Chris Tyree in the 2020 class and then Will Shipley in 2021, and I'm not convinced that they're only going to get one running back this class. I think there's a good probability that they get two. So if he were to get Chris Tyree, Will Shipley, and then another top 100 overall guy, and that looks to be possible, Lance Taylor might be cementing himself as the best recruiter on this staff, or maybe a top two recruiter behind Mike Elston. I mean, he would be in that conversation to me. So really good start for Lance Taylor, and we'll see if he'll be able to close on these guys come spring and the fall.
Carter, you know, with Phil Jakova going to Boston College, Brendan Clark, I would imagine, would start the spring at number two unless Drew Pine was really great in the weight room and, threw weights around well. But we obviously expect him to compete for the backup job as well. You've really gotten to know both those kids, know their skill sets pretty well. How does Drew Pine compare to Brendan Clark when you're looking at a potential backup quarterback for 2020?
Well, Drew is probably the most polarizing kid in this 2020 class because Rivals has him as a number 118th best player in the class. Four-star guy. Regardless of position. 247 has him at number 740, and they keep dropping him. I mean, it's every day. It's like 10 more spots. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he's in the 800s by the time it's all said and done. They just seem to keep dropping him. So I've tried to look at him a little more closely, talk with people around him just to kind of get a sense of him. And I've seen him play in person at the opening finals in Dallas in July. So what I thought was, I think this is someone who is probably more of a three-star kid, but he's fascinating because he's got these physical limitations. He's not the biggest kid at all. He will have the weakest arm on the team. He doesn't really wow you physically, but this is someone that won a state championship his freshman year. He's kind of a gamer kind of quarterback, so he always seems to elevate his level of competition when it's not expected. He went to the Under Armour All-American game, and he was the lowest-rated kid there on 247 Sports, and he played better than anyone in that game. And then in the opening finals, he was kind of overshadowed by a lot of guys that played there. He ended up being in the lead 11, top 11 quarterbacks in that competition. So he's someone that kind of defies the odds sometimes. I just don't believe personally that will happen in a short period of time. I think, hey, maybe he exceeds expectations year one, year two, but to leapfrog Brendan Clark on the depth chart, that would take, I would think, a substantial amount of just the wow factor from you, because Brendan Clark's been on the team for a year. He was the scout team player of the year. He knows the playbook, and he's physically ready. This is someone who's, what, 6'3", 217? He's physically ready for the game, and he's got the tools, and he's got no physical concerns, and then he knows the playbook. Whereas Drew Pine, I think he needs to benefit from being in the weight room and learning the playbook and things of that nature. So Pine, he defies the odds, so maybe down the road you could see something, but as far as this spring, I think it'll be about dedicating himself to the weight room, getting adjusted to the classes, and getting adjusted to the playbook.
Really interesting stuff on Drew Pine right there. The Polynesian Bowl is this weekend, so are there any Notre Dame signees competing out there?
Yeah, so tight end Kevin Bauman, running back Chris Tyree, the offensive lineman Michael Carmody, and the defensive tackle Aiden Kiana Aina. The left tackle, Tosh Baker, was supposed to be there, but he got hurt the first day at the All-American Bowl. He's actually getting there today. He won't play in the game. Got an MCL sprain in his knee. It's not considered serious, but I talked to Kevin Bauman last night just to kind of get a sense of what the week's been like. And, you know, these high school all-star games, they don't give you a ton from a competition standpoint. They're pretty relaxed, but he's gotten to kind of know some of the other kids. Aiden Kiana Aina has got some Polynesian in his blood, and he's kind of given them the taste of Hawaii. So I think it's a good experience for him. I also talked to Bauman about the Tommy Rees hiring and what he kind of thought of it. He said he kind of had a feeling that the promotion was coming, but it was definitely news to him when it happened. It wasn't like they were updating the signees and the commits with every possible update about the offensive coordinator hiring. But he's fired up about it, and it seems like a lot of the other signees are fired up about it. We've seen a lot of support from former players, current players, and now from people I've talked to with the signees and the commits. They really like Tommy Rees as far as what he's like as a football mind, and then they really like his just how personable he is with the players. They feel like he can really relate, and so I'll have more on that in my story with Kevin Bauman, but he had a lot of nice things to say about Tommy Rees.
Does he have an opinion or really any thought about who's going to coach him his position next year? Because Notre Dame hasn't hired that person yet.
No, I mean, it's funny. I mean, maybe it's Coach Speak. I mean, it probably is. But to him and Michael Mayer, it really is like, hey, as long as the guy is not a doofus, it's not going to impact me much because because it's the same offense, or it's, you know, it's going to at least be the same principles. They're going to use the tight ends pretty heavily, no matter what. That'll be, I mean, maybe Tommy Rees's offense looks different than Chip Long, probably, maybe will, but as far as using the tight ends, that still remains the plan. And a lot of these kids, they commit to Notre Dame for more than just, you know, the positions coach or the scheme. They like the academics, they like the religious aspect, et cetera, et cetera. So to them, you know, one little position coach isn't like this, you know, the end of the world to them.
As long as he's not a doofus.
Yeah, as long as he's not a doofus, right?
Okay.
Last question for you tonight, Carter. Junior Day is coming up at Notre Dame February 1st. Any confirmed visitors for Junior Day?
Well, Justin Walters is kind of the new one that I confirmed last night. He's a three-star safety out of Illinois that Notre Dame's pretty high on, and a lot of 2021 and 2022 guys. Braylon Allen's really the big one out of the 2022 class. I think it's crazy that we're already talking about the 2022 class, but this is kind of around the time when that cycle of recruiting after the sophomore year, that's where that starts to really pick up. I remember Tyler Buckner last year, he committed last March. Greg Crippen committed last March. So this is around the time when those first commits out of the 2022 class come in. And Braylon Allen is one to watch because the only two, you know, Division I Power 5 schools that he's reported has offered him a scholarship were Wisconsin and Iowa. He was expected to make a decision as far as committing to one of those schools. And then Notre Dame entered the mix, and now he's not making a decision. So the fact that they offered him a scholarship and he's going to visit on February 1st, this is around the time when he wanted to announce a commitment. You know, wouldn't be a huge surprise if he were to end up landing at Notre Dame because they have definitely already been a game changer in his recruitment. So we'll see how that plays out February 1st.
All right. Sounds good. Carter Curls, don't be a doofus. No doofus stuff from you tonight. Good
stuff. No doofus.
All right. Carter Curls, you can read all his Notre Dame recruiting updates in the South Bend Tribune and IndyInsider.com. Thanks, Carter. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Take care.